Xin trân trọng kính chào toàn thể các
con
cái của Chúa
trong buổi sáng.
Cũng rất là cảm ơn Chúa hôm nay lại có thêm một số
thank you. We know that we have additional worshipers
cơ hội để trở lại cùng
that have not had the opportunity before, but now have the opportunity to worship together. May God bless each one of you. We also welcome worshiping at home who are worshiping online. So we can all learn the word of God.
And
the Lord will guide us in His word.
Thưa quý vị, trong đời sống theo Chúa của mình,
chúng ta thấy maybe
có những sự dạy dỗ trong lời của Chúa rất là lạ so với cái quan niệm của đời sống con người. Ví dụ như khi Chúa nói rằng một người nào mà muốn nhận được sự sống của mình, thì người đó phải
live. We have to deny
ourselves.
And according
to
have to receive, we find a way to
get it. But
the Lord said, whoever sacrifices, deny oneself, whoever wants to be lifted up, he must humble oneself. According to the word, if we've been lifted up, we have to climb above the heads of everybody else. But God said, to humble yourself. You'll be lifted up. The Lord said, if you want to be great, first you must be least. According to the world, if you want to be great, you have to express our capability, what we have, so that we can become great. But with the Lord, we have to practice how to be the least among our brothers. The Lord said, if you want to be first, you have to be last to service. Provide service to others. All this world is very strange according to the standard. And the title of today is Save to Serve. We think about whether it's right or correct to save to be served. Is it true that to be saved so that we can serve others? The Bible reminded us that it's not according to the standard of the world, but this is the standard of the Lord, the Word of God. It's a man always clean his room, tell his son, whenever he tell his son to prepare this room, you have to do it right now. And so his son said, yes, 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 sir. And after that, he didn't do much. And every day it's the same. And one day, when the son grew up, he graduated high school and went into the Marines. When he got a few days to visit his father after certain training, and the father said, hey, what did you learn after the training of the Marines? And he answered, Dad, I have learned what the meaning of now. Dear congregation, there are certain things that when we remind it over and over, we do not even understand what that means. That's what the Lord wanting us to understand. We have been experienced a long time in the Lord, but our understanding still could not exactly understand the meaning of the word of God. Just like this son, there are certain times that he could understand the word now. What is the meaning of now? We ask the Lord the same way to let us understand the strange things in the word of God. To learn our lesson through John chapter 13 from verse 3 to 17. And I chose verse 15 to be our key verse so that you may become. When the Lord washed the feet, I do this so that I can set an example for you. That means this is something that all the believers, the followers of Christ, must do the same as the Lord Jesus did. And so we understand what is saved. Let's all pray for guidance from the Lord. And the Holy Spirit teach us.
The
our loving Father. We thank you because we've been chosen by you. And sometimes we do not understand how we have chosen. And we do not live according to the purpose that you have for us. May you forgive us our sin and help us to understand your word. So your word will guide us, teach us, and make us understand the standards that you wanted us to know. Bless us at this time. May the Holy Spirit guide us and teach us. We thank you, Lord. We pray. In Jesus' name, amen. There are two main points about this passage. The first is service with a heart. Service with a purpose. The first part, service with a heart. In verse 1, we didn't read that. It was just before the Passover, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Life of Jesus is very short, only about 33 years. And some of us, and we have a time in this world that's longer than what Jesus has done. Though with the short time that Jesus has, he used all of his time. He tried to complete his responsibility that the Father has given him to make this world recognize God. And he has done all that he has been given by his Father. And he sacrificed himself to be saving grace for all. There's a poet, Mr. Nguyễn Công Trứ. He said something like this: if you are a man in this world, you must be famous. Whoever is born, they wanted to become someone, somebody that has a value, has a position, has some kind of be praised by others. But Jesus, our Jesus, when he came to become human on this earth, and Mark concluded in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, the Son of Man does not come to be served, but to serve and sacrifice to save many. The life of Jesus is short, but that life has a clear plan. He came to serve and then sacrifice himself to save many. And now, at the time when Jesus knew that he will leave this world and come back to his Father in heaven, all that he expressed his love, he loved unto man. So he can receive that love, or he may be denied that he loved in his world. But Jesus done all this because he is God. He carried the attribute of the Father. He does not love because of the other side. Maybe he is not worthy, but he loved because of his attribute. Though the person that he loved may not be worthy of his love. There's a story about an Arabian king, Shah Abbas is the name of this Arabian king. He loves his people. Become poor to try to be among the people, to find out the life of his people. One day, the king went to a public bath, and there is a poor person working to build a fire for the water to warm and to give the warm water for the baker there. And the king find that he has eaten something new, and he share the meal with this person that he doesn't know, that's a king. He thought that this is someone just find a warmth of the fire there. They talk for a long time, and here is a king from my friend, and the other side is a poor, but they talk to each other, you know, a very warm way. They told each other the story. They were enjoying sharing the meal together. And King Sha'abit and come to this place often to visit with this poor person. And one day, and the king said, I could not hide the identity of this anymore because the friendship becomes so deeper. So the king decided to reveal himself. I am the king of the Iranian people. And the king said to this poor person, ever since I saw that you are very close to me, we are friends, and we have a true friendship, but today I want to tell something. My position, I am the king, the Iranian king, and I want to go into the people to understand, whatever your wish, can you tell me, then I will give you your wish. And this poor person thought that, dear king, ever since you didn't tell me as slowly, you came and talked to me, and you became my friend, though I am not worthy of that friendship, but you come often and be my friend, every night. And this friendship is so great. I do not wish anything else. If you still want to please let me keep this friendship. And this is the greatest blessing. And when I read, I think about the love of Jesus when he came into this world. He told his disciples, he told us, I do not look at you as servants, because the servant does know what his master wants, but I count yourself as my friend, because I reveal myself all the things that I have heard from my Father. In his life, when he chose his apostle to become those in the future, he would use those to have responsibility, just like God Father has sent the Son. And Jesus wants to reveal himself about God that from the beginning they didn't understand. And Jesus used his life, his power, the way of life, the way he treated others to express the apostle that there is who Jesus is. Thanks be to the Lord. Jesus has one person recognize Jesus' position. That's Peter. When Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is something that the Father has revealed to you. Jesus, not just about Peter we recognize, but all the followers to recognize the value when God chose them to be his disciples. Jesus chose them for what purpose? In verse 3, when Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God, so he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. In this high room, in the Passover, the last one with his disciple, Jesus has done something that no teacher in this world has done what Jesus. There is no other rabbi could do what Jesus has done. There is no authority with freedom could do what Jesus. That is washing to feed the feet of his disciples. A servant don't wash the feet, only wash his master, or the guest of the master, or someone who had a position higher than the servant, has a value larger than the servant. No one is washing the feet of someone lower status, and Jesus washed the feet. He is the rabbi, he's the Lord, that he washed his disciple, and this is outside of the imagination.
But
Jesus wanted to teach a lesson to his disciple that God has chosen these disciples for that they will serve the Father with a right attitude. In this high room, there is a basin to wash the feet. There is water there. There was a washcloth there, but there is lacking. Something lacking. And now there is someone must wash the feet of the apostle. Who would be that person? Jesus used himself to express to his disciple, knowing that if God needed someone to wash the feet of the brothers, Jesus is ready for this task. So that we come, the Son of Man come not to be served, but he will serve others and sacrifice himself to save me.
If
today we have a position, something that God is needing us to do, one of us, and who among you and yourself ready to be in that position to be used by the Lord. Sometimes we are afraid, we are anxious, we don't have the ability, we are anxious because maybe others are better than us. We are afraid to do because we lack of understanding, not preparing now. But if God requires each one of us in a position, then do we agree to tell like Jesus said, "Dear Lord, I am ready to do your will that you are giving to me." Jesus has done with a purpose, a very clear purpose in our key verse, in verse 13. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. When Jesus said, this is God, for the purpose is an example that this disciple, all the chosen, will also do what Jesus has done. And how? How do we do it? With all of our heart. To serve others with our heart. To let them understand how God will use them to become his servant. Jesus has used a very clear picture by using himself to wash the feet of his disciples. He took out his outer clothes and filled the water in the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. After that, he dried the feet with the cloth that wrapped around him. There are five key questions in this first part. The first is that service requires sacrifice. Here, Jesus stood up from the meal. This is a meal, the last meal, to share the meal with his disciples. This is the Passover meal. Jesus does not have to do what he has done, but Jesus has done to leave the meal right in the middle of the meal. To stand up is to leave the position from this meal so we can sacrifice ourselves, and that God requires us. Our God, when the Lord came from heaven, He did not heaven. If he still keep his deposit of God, he would not come into the world. He forget about his equality of God. If he still keep the equality of with the Father, Jesus could not enter this world. So a servant is someone sacrificed. So now, we can leave our comfortable position that caused us to be all comfortable that we enjoy, to leave those of behind, to be in service. Today is kind of chilly. If you want to come to worship, and you have to leave your bed, leave your house, and wake up early so that we can come to sanctuary to worship. If we feel that this is kind of cold and we want to keep warm in our bed, then we cannot come to worship here. Service requires sacrifice. Our Lord, who has sacrificed for us, He wants us to do the same. Relieve their position, leave the comfort to sacrifice to when is required by the Lord. The second point, He taught the disciples that service, we must deny ourselves. Here, God took out His outer garment, taking the outer garment, saying that whoever wants to serve the Lord, we have to take away our personal value. The Bible tells us God has not want to keep the equality of God, and He became human like us to serve. You and I were born in this world. Before we were born, our father and mother has wished that in the future there is some warm room. He has the clothes to wear, or all the furniture in the room, and then decorate the room in a way that we welcome the child. We still have baby shower in America. Before born, this baby already has everything ready for him to be born, because the lovers of this unborn baby prepare for him. So everybody is concerned for this unborn baby, but now Jesus, when He was born, nobody was concerned for Him. He was born in a manger. When we were born, we have parents, and then relatives around us. Even the friends will love that child. But Jesus, when He was born, the master of the inn has no room for Jesus. So the service requires the attitude to deny oneself so we can become a good servant to the Lord. The third point, service must be well equipped. He took the cloth and a wrap around himself to become a servant. To take the wrap around the cloth, showing the low position, if we are not equipped, and that person cannot be a servant. We have to be research and seek the word of the Lord, the attitude of to create the capability, for example, music ability, playing an instrument, drawing, to speak, all the capability that God can use so that we can be of service to the Lord. But if we do not equip ourselves, prepare, that person would not have the right material to serve the Lord. The fourth point, the Lord said, if you want to serve, servers has to make it into action. He poured the water into the basin and then began to wash the feet of the disciples. This is something that the Lord has denied, a position of a teacher, the Lord, the rabbi.
Ngài có thể nói với các môn đồ của Chúa, một người nào đó,
anybody can prepare this, but Jesus did it himself. He does not want anybody else to prepare it for him. Jesus himself have done all of that. He took the basin, poured the water, and then he sit down and wash the feet of the disciples. And the fifth point is that to service is to complete what he has given. After Jesus washed the feet, he took the cloth that wrapped around to dry. Service must be with the heart, must be faithful. Service will be focused. It's not incomplete. When we serve the Lord, God does not allow us to be incomplete.
In
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 9, one who is lack in his work is a brother to one who destroys. Whoever does not complete what God has given us to be is like one who destroys. So when we are in this position that God has called us to, then God would want us to serve with all of our heart. We are not servants anymore. God regards us as his friend. Not only teach, but even the way of life of Jesus to show us an example to serve others. How do we become a servant that is pleasing to the Lord? The second point of this message is service with a purpose.
The verse 3 says,
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power. Jesus has a great responsibility. He has come to the world to express the kingdom of God through you, and he sacrificed his life to save many. Last week we learned about the work of a believer. Each one of us has a position for us, a responsibility. God trusts us to give us that responsibility. And the way God gave us that responsibility, we will carry out the task that we have been given. And Jesus has been given a great responsibility. And Jesus wants his will to be done, the Father's will to be done. Whatever God has planned for Jesus to do, the will must be carried out. And Jesus taught us that when we come into prayer, we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. How can the will of the Father be done if you and I do not complete the responsibility that God has given us? So the service must have a purpose. We are a creation of God in Jesus Christ to do good that God has prepared for us. So our life has a purpose. Here, there are three sub-points under to become a service with a purpose. The first is that the attitude of service demonstrates spiritual maturity. You and
I,
when we were young, our parents or the older tell us to clean the room, and then we say, to fold your blanket, then we fold the blanket, to wash the cup or the bowl that we wash. If parents did not tell us, would the child do it? No.
So
our fear is the realization of someone who is mature. This is something he must do that is not waiting for someone to tell us. The maturity in spiritual life is the same. God wants us, each one of us, to know the mystery of God, know our responsibility. God is not any motivation behind to push us, but we acknowledge and realize our responsibility. When God taught Jesus in verse 8, Jesus came to Peter. Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Peter said. Jesus said, you do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand. Jesus replied. Here we see that Peter is very childish what Jesus is doing to him. You are the rabbi. How would you wash my feet? This is impossible. If there is someone, a servant, a lowly servant to wash, then Peter accepts that. Maybe there's a servant among us that is something acceptable to me. God, the teacher, the Lord, washing my feet, that impossible, Peter said. But Jesus helped Peter. You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later. But that's what I'm doing to you, because you are still a child. You do not understand what I'm doing for you. But Jesus is grown, and he himself did that to Peter. Peter's faith is a faith is still not mature. And Peter in verse 8 said, oh no, you shall never wash my feet. No, it's impossible. I won't let you. A rabbi, a teacher, my Lord, which wash my feet, Peter said. That is so hard. Never. You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Dear congregation, his disciples are those has been chosen to become his apostles. They walk with him. They sleep the same bed, eat the same meal. Now, God said, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Jesus, what Jesus wanted to say to Peter, if I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me. If we think that the Sunday we come to the center to worship the Lord, that means we have a part with God. And if Sunday we offering our fund, that means we have a part with God. Or we participate actively, we would think that we have some part with God. That means in our understanding of a mature person in Christ, Jesus let Peter also let us know that that thinking that we have some part with the Lord only is not belonging to a mature Christian. The thought that what God has chosen Peter to do, chosen the disciple, not they walk with him but not walking with him. God has chosen these disciples for they receive the glory of the Lord. Their position is the position that in the future will be with the Lord forever. So all that we have done here is not the part that we have with the Lord. The part that you and I have is that a glorious place that we will sit in there with the Lord. A value that will be everlasting that God wants to have with him. A glory absolute that God wants to share with us. And that is the part that we have with the Lord. Just like someone who participates of a company, they contribute, they receive the benefits of that company because part of their God wants us to have a part that everlasting, you will be there.
Chúa muốn rằng là trong cõi vĩnh hằng, trong sự vinh quang mà Đức Chúa Cha đã trao cho con, phải ở đó.
You will be with me and share the glory with me. God will have us have a part with Him, a relationship with Him in the everlasting life, not just in this a temporary world. Jesus said to His disciples, I return to my Father and your Father. My Father and your Father said that you have a part. I come to my Father and your God and my God. Jesus said, you have a part with the Lord in the absolute Creator. So God wants us not just to be a temporary relationship in this worldly activity, but we need to have to walk with Him to experience the part of the glory that God wants us to have. And so, to have that, Jesus has done this. Jesus, what I have done for you, you do not understand. In verse 14, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. That means this is a standard that cannot be changed. God, Jesus has done for the apostle. That the apostle will have to be in the same service as the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Lord lower himself to serve so that we have the part, we also must humble ourselves so that we have others have a part with others. God establishes church. God chose you and me to be part of the body. But there are certain parts next to us. Can we accept those? There are parts of the body in the church that are close to us. Can we be in harmony with them? If we lower ourselves, we can serve the purpose that the Lord has given. If we see that God has given us, just like Jesus saw that He knew what God has given to Him, only when we see those, we can become His servant, a mature spiritual. In verse 9, Simon Peter looked, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. That is, you give me a bath, Peter. One more time, Jesus said, he is so immature in the, what he thought is only something part of his body. Then after washing the feet, he can wash your face, the head, and the body. But Jesus said, in verse 10, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet, and you have been washed. Jesus wants to express to Peter an important point that Jesus has expressed to Peter is not something washing the feet to wash away the dust, but God washed, Jesus washed to take away the sin. Our sin has been washed. Us outside, wash away the curse of the Lord. You have been cleansed. But this time, God, Jesus has not sacrificed Himself. Jesus has not received the death sentence to become saved. But Jesus has a guarantee. If whoever put faith in Jesus, that person has been cleansed of his sin. To be cleansed because of the blood of Christ. He has become a sacrifice for many. So they have been forgiven. Jesus said, all you are clean. Jesus let them know that when Jesus came to this earth to be a sacrifice to change our world, so they can participate in the glory that our imagination could not reach. God wants them to be mature, that in the future they can receive what God wants them to do. So service according to the person. that we are we a mature person in Christ. The second point, as we serve, that will prove that we have a purpose. Right now, Peter, you do not understand, but later you will. That means Peter has been chosen for a purpose. When God chose Peter, Jesus, after resurrected from the dead, Jesus came to Peter and said, "Now you are young, you can go wherever you want. When you became, you become old, then you will show your hand to others to lead you and lead those places that you don't want to come." Jesus told this thing to say how Peter will die to glorify the Lord. There is a purpose for the existence of Peter. God is not created. Peter is a fisherman. God created Peter. Is a fisher of men. Peter is not just to become a temporary work to help the family. Peter was created to work the do the work of the Lord. In verse 15, we see, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you," not just for Peter. All his disciples and every one who have been chosen will have to follow that example. God has a purpose when he chose his believers in his work. He chose to become a service to him. A pastor has said, God does not save us to enjoy, but we have been saved to become a servant. Here we see that one point that maybe Jesus will be hurtful when he said this. You have been clean, but not everyone is clean. When Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, he sat down to Peter. Does he know that in a few hours, Peter will deny Jesus? Jesus knew that. Does Jesus know when Thomas was resurrected, and this person is someone when Christ resurrected, separately? I do not believe that Christ resurrected from them. Does Jesus know that? Yes. When Jesus washed the feet of Judas Iscariot, Jesus knew that this is a person in a few hours will leave this room to come to the Pharisee that sell Jesus with a very cheap price. Jesus knew that. The fact that Jesus knew how the apostle would preach him, that Jesus still sit down. And that is very difficult. If Jesus washed the feet of him, maybe easy, because John is someone Jesus loved the most. But if Jesus washed the feet of some other apostle, but now knowing that Jesus washed for someone who denied, some doubters, someone who sell Jesus for a cheap price. And this is difficult to do. However, Jesus has done that. Jesus, I have done this so that you have an example to follow. Jesus has completed his responsibility to cleanse the body and wash the feet of the apostles. Jesus done that, saying that there is something is not right in their life. Jesus need to wash their feet when they are still in the life. There are something not right. But Jesus knew one thing. After Peter denied, this person will repent to receive the responsibility that God gave him. Thomas, after doubting, this person will say, "Dear Lord, my Lord and my God." Jesus knew Judas Iscariot would suffer, and that person will leave and then he died. become forever, then Jesus knew the destiny of each one, but he completed his partner. Jesus loved and loved until the end. So it doesn't matter how they treated Jesus, Jesus must express his attribute of love to that person. Jesus has done that for all his partner. But in verse 11, Jesus said, for he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said, not everyone was
clean.
Judas Iscariot is known to be a betrayal. He has no part with the Lord, though he has been cleansed and has been washed. His sins have been washed by the Lord Jesus. But that he has no part. Not just because Jesus did not accept Jesus, but Judah did not accept Jesus. Jesus can accept any one of us, but do we accept Jesus? And the third point, our attitude will bring blessing when our service has a purpose. Verse 7. Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I'm doing. In Jesus, there are some victory. You know these things, but you have to make it into action. You will be blessed. I do this. This is an example. This is a standard of the Lord for the believers. God is not asking the disciples to be a servant, to serve others in a lowly, to have a meal, to have food. None. God did not choose this world to find something to eat, the comfort of his life. But Jesus trained these apostles to become more like Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 to 9. He came to the world, he became a lowly death, and then even death on the cross. There is a blessing because God has made Jesus bring him above, name above all names. So when heard about this name, all the knees in heaven and earth below earth will be kneel down and praise his name. When you and I walk in the path of Jesus, we know one thing, that we will be blessed, a position, a glory position. If we do not sacrifice to carry the cross, that person will never gain the crown of glory. There's a person in a small town. He has a very ugly face. And so many some of the face was deformed, and everybody despised him, and he was very lonely in that town. Though his life, he's a very good person, but his face made him horrified to other people. And one day, he tried to leave the town to go to a different town. And on the way, he saw that a shop has a mask, that very beautiful mask. And he bought that mask and put it on his face to see that he no longer has an ugly face with a mask, a beautiful mask. He came to the next town and lived in a very good life, just like he has done. And everybody loves him. And one day, a woman from the old town came and recognized that this is the person with an ugly face. And she told everyone in the old town, oh, don't associate with him because he has an ugly face at the No, I see his face is very beautiful. And then the woman said, only a mask. Well, can we take off his mask and you will see his ugly face. And before that, he could not deny this action, so he took off his mask. But there is something strange that because he has worn this mask every day, so the real face took on the shape of like the mask. There's no more ugliness on his face because his face has a new face, just like the fat mask that he has been wearing. The congregation, when Jesus, I do this as an example for you, not just because we serve to tell us to serve. Jesus said to become like Jesus. This is important.
We
have to become like Jesus.
Our service
does not require a lot of knowledge about the Bible, has some experience in long time. Service requires us to sacrifice ourselves, to leave our comfort, to equip ourselves, requires us to have an action and requires us to complete what God has given us to do. So when we take action that according to God's plan, we will become like Jesus. And this is the purpose for us. Because he chose with a purpose, they will become like Jesus. The congregation, there's an American very rich visited Southeast Asia when he came to a hospital and he saw a nurse, and that is and sacrifice also a servant, a Christian, but worked in the this hospital. She was taking care of a man with all the sores and washing away these sores. It's very dirty. And this American rich man told this nurse, I wouldn't do what you do for $1 million. And this nurse said, yes, if you give me $1 million, I would not do this. What has motivated this nurse to do this? Love. Only the love of God will allow deny herself, deny the comfort zone to face with this situation to become a servant of the Lord. So the issue is not just service. Do we have the love of God in our heart? When we serve, we use the love of God to serve, to bring us blessing. You know these things. Do this thing and you shall be blessed. May God will bless you. May the word of God remind us what we are working before the Lord. The fire will show us our work is by silver, gold, and precious stone, or our work is like wood and straw that can be burned. Be like Jesus, and our work will become valuable. May God bless you. Let's all stand for our closing prayer. We thank you, our Father. Not only you have given Jesus to sacrifice for our sins, to save us from being dead, but Jesus has become an example for us. So our Lord can imitate God is our Lord himself to wash the feet of his disciples. And even forgotten that he was a teacher rabbi, because he came down to this world accepting the denial of this world, forgetting the position of creator and became a sacrifice. You have taught us this lesson. You have taught us how to sacrifice so we can carry
Ngài đã dạy cho chúng con
cái
bài học từ bỏ đó.
You have taught us to leave our comfort zone. So when we do our work of the Lord, we will be excellent. We can be a useful instrument in your
hand.
All our work that we are carrying out will be those of the work. We will be praised by our Lord. A faithful servant, you have faithful in small things. I will give you greater responsibility. Come and enjoy. May you bless each one of us here. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.